Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I thank God for each and every one of you. I thank you for your prayers. I thank you for all of your support. Some of you know that I've been fighting a type of cold or flu symptoms for a couple of seems like months now, but the one thing that I know for sure is that the fight is real. And so before we get into what we're going to talk about today for Smile 3E, I'm going to switch over to Apostle Sandra Thomas and let her begin our program this morning.
We should be listening. And so even in a 3 or 5 minute talk, there is so much that my inner man is leaping, like, my goodness. Because the Bible says righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost is the kingdom. And this day is the day for the kingdom. Let me tell you something. Church has gone out of style like high heel gym shoes. I'm telling you, you don't have time for that anymore. Emotionalism with no fruit, no incorruptible seed being planted, because the days are growing worse. Don't you think that the kingdom is all bad news, but the days. People are being killed sitting in cars under bridges. I'm not talking about you got to die of some disease. You just walking to the store. People are killing children. Don't you know that you have got to have, the woman of God said, some joy. Joy is the inheritance of the kingdom. You get unlimited access to it. You get unlimited access to it. It is the kingdom. It is how you will have the strength.
Yes.
The joy of the Lord will give you strength to get past these calamities, to keep your face set. She said you have set some joy before you. Because, see, and let me tell you this, the world has these slang cautions about doing anything that the world does, because nothing is new under the sun that shines. They call it intentional, but my God calls it obedience. He says, get joy and set it in front of you. The world says be intentional, but my Bible says obey what I'm telling you. Because if you're going to stand in this last day, you're going to do what I say, how I say, you're going to get the joy of the kingdom that I placed in you because I reside in you, and you're going to set it in front of you. You're going to purposely put it out in front of the trauma, the tragedy, the symptoms, the disappointment, the hurt, the anguish, the impression. You're going to set it in front of you, or you will not be able to endure. Do you know that some tragedies can be so painful that you just cannot stand up under the weight and the pressure of the pain? You all, people are experiencing real things, and the kingdom is have to get real. You cannot begin to talk to people about what it was like when you used to run the younger life. No. People are having real tragedies. They have real traumas, but don't you know that my God has a real answer? He says you better get some joy. Get in the kingdom and set it in front of you. Get up in the morning and say, where is my joy? Let me get it out in front of me before I step out this bed, because I don't know if my daughter came home last night. I don't know if my son is still on drugs. I don't know if my husband still has his girlfriend. I don't know if my wife still has her boyfriend. Let me get my joy and set it out in front of me so that I can endure, because I still have an answer for the hope that lies down there inside of me. It's the kingdom.
Hallelujah. It's the kingdom.
Hallelujah.
Good morning. Share it with someone. Tell someone that we are live, Facebook Live. And oh my God, I am so grateful. I missed you guys for 2 weeks. Did you miss me? I missed you. Honestly, I did. And woman of God, you are so right. You know, first of all, for the joy that was from, he could endure the cross. Could you imagine the agony of the cross? No, I can't. I can't by any stretch of imagination. But for the joy that was set before him, he endured it. So, able to endure it, my God, imagine the joy. Oh, my God. What's the joy that you need? I think if you would go with me, I think that Jesus said, in a minute, I'm going to be with my daddy. Hallelujah. In a minute, I'm going to be with the Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then I think it was James that said, count it all joy.
How do you count it? Hallelujah. Be careful how you count it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because even as I began to think this morning and meditate on some things, I said, God, you know what? Regardless of whatever it is, we had better preach to ourselves, teach ourselves. You know what? It could be worse. Oh, it could be worse. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It is not just a cliche. Hallelujah. In every situation, in everything we look at, you know God's mercy is there. God's mercy is there, regardless of what it is, regardless of what it looks like. God's mercy is there. He said, my mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. His mercy is always there. I thank God. Sometimes you got to pick yourself up and say, look here, you better get up out of this dilemma. You better get up out of this depression. You better get up out of this lonely bar. You better get up out of here. Hallelujah. Because a little leaven will leaven the whole lump. Hallelujah. You got to tell yourself, God's been good to me. Hallelujah. God's been good to me. Hallelujah. I've been praying for some of you. I look on Facebook, and some of you have lost a dear loved one. Glory to God. You've lost some mothers, some fathers, some grandfathers, some grandmothers, some sisters, some brothers. Let me tell you, that's a heartache. And it's a real heartache. But what I love about God, he's not telling us to pretend. He's not telling us to put on. Oh, my God. And believe me, he has more than a happy face. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
But I'm talking about the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. Sometimes when you're going through tribulation or going through trial, you got to get around somebody that got some joy. Hallelujah. You got to get around somebody that's going to speak the word. Honey, God is more than able.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is with you. I forever. He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. The Lord is
Hallelujah.
He's my fortress, my high tower. He's the lift of my head.
Glory
to God.
To God.
You got to get around somebody and say, hey, God ain't going nowhere. He's right here. He knows. He sees. He cares. Receive your portion. That's that one.
get through this. Oh, God didn't bring me out here to destroy me. I have everything I need for life and godliness. I just got my joy. It was released, and I set it out before me. I can endure this. It's me and God that's the majority. Go ahead. Throw your hands up and receive it. The joy of the Lord is your right. You've got a right to have joy. You've got a right to it. It's the kingdom. Go ahead.
Yeah.
She's releasing it because we need it. She said somebody's going through something real. They've got some real heartache before God. Go ahead and receive joy. That's the answer to the prayer. You've been asking him, God, how am I going to get through? He sent the woman of God to release joy. How am I going to make this, make it to the end of this situation? It's the joy of the Lord. The agony of the cross was endured with joy.
Yes, yes.
Go ahead and receive it. Oh, my God. She's releasing it because we need it. Throw your hands up. All you need was the joy of the Lord. His strength, his endurance, it's his determination. Oh, he was able to say nevertheless and go ahead and set that joy. I'm willing to believe in the Garden of Gethsemane.
Yeah.
He filled his cup of joy, sat up and set it out before him and said, come on, let's go. It's what you need. God is releasing it because we need it.
Yes.
Throw your hands up and fill up. Let it go to overflow. So when you walk into your service,
my God,
somebody that didn't tune in can get a portion of what you received this morning.
Yes.
Oh, yes, Jamal Dickens, you need some joy.
Yes.
Serena, you need some joy.
Yes.
Lenard, you need the joy she released. Minister LaJuan, you need it. That's why you tuned in, Tanis, because we need it. Go ahead and receive it.
Yes.
My God.
Yes.
I'm not saying she's the only apostolic voice. I said she's the one you're listening to, and she released it. Oh, I know she releases the goods. Go ahead and receive it. Oh, my God. Go ahead and receive it. Throw your hands up and get what God's giving you.
Yes.
Yes, he sees you. That's why she released it. Yes, he knows. That's why she's releasing it.
Excuse me, you know the word begin when you get crazy interruptions like this. Like, who cares about the foaming wash? Seriously? But God. Here we go. We're back.
Joy that you have some joy that is set before.
been bombarded with doubt and fear. You got to tell yourself what God told me. God promised me. God is not a man that he should lie. Neither the son of man that he should repent.
Sure.
And I don't care what you say. God said what he said. Hallelujah. I told somebody the other day, when somebody told me no, I was looking for something, y'all. I needed something. And they responded and said no. And I felt myself feeling a little bit hard. And I said, wait a minute, Sam. Holy sister. Hallelujah. No, no, no. You've got to take everything that's been said to you, and you've got to place it in the Word.
Yes.
Because the Word is going to stand forever. Because if you take this like it is right now, you're going to be emotional.
Okay.
Hallelujah. And you know how emotions are. They're like a roller coaster. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But I decided I'm going to take it and put it in the Word.
Yes.
Where does this match? Glory to God. Where does it match up at? Hallelujah. If it don't match, throw it away. Glory to God. Did you hear what I said? If it don't match, throw it away. It's not yours. Because, see, you're a child of the King.
Yes.
You have an inheritance among those that are sanctified.
Hallelujah.
You live by the Word.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The Word is a lamp unto your feet.
Yes.
It's a light unto your path.
Yes.
You know when everything else passes away. It's going to be the Word of God that's going to stand.
The Word.
I speak the Word.
The Word.
The Word in you.
The Word.
The Word in you. The hope of glory. I release the Word.
The Word.
Because the Word is joy. The Word is peace.
Yes.
The Word is eternal.
It is.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I lose the Word.
The Word.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'll keep you if you want to be kept.
My God.
Hallelujah.
The Word.
That's the Word.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Shall not come to me.
Yes.
That's the Word.
The Word.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory,
glory
to God.
To God.
Thank God for the Word.
God.
Because in the Word.
My God.
You said what I'm going to say before?
Yes.
The Word.
The Word.
Yay! Glory to God. Oh, Apostle Tom. What can I say at a time like this? The Word.
The Word.
Hallelujah. Speak it to yourself.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Be a prophet to yourself. It's all right to be a prophet to the nation, but what about a prophet to yourself? Hallelujah. First, be a prophet to yourself, because it's not good to be a prophet to the nation, and then you're not a prophet to yourself. Hallelujah. Speak the Word to yourself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I told somebody the other day, I know it's an old song, my God. But somebody said he may not come when you want it.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
But he's always.
Always.
On time.
Mm-hmm.
In time.
Yes.
Truth of the matter is getting the Word, and you'll find out he was there all the time. Hallelujah. Because some songs just get you, you know, stirred up in your emotions. So then you got to have the songs that's the Word.
The Word.
Hallelujah, the Word, y'all. My mother sung a song, and she said, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. She said, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. Can the world take it away from us? Prophetess, can the world?
Apostle, the world cannot take away the Word.
Yeah.
Because when heaven and earth pass away, the Word is still going to stand. Where did Apostle get that from? What did she release? She released the joy to set it before us from the Word. See, if you examine your situation and you examine your circumstance and you examine the news report, you will not come up with what you need. Because what we need is in the Word.
In the Word.
It's in the Word. Because the Word, the entrance of the Word is how you're going to shine light on that situation.
Yes.
We have got to commit ourselves or recommit ourselves to the Word.
Yes.
She said, prophesy to yourself. What does that mean? Speak the Word, the Word of life that edifies, exhorts, and encourages.
Yes.
Not to enter the governmental office of the prophetic, but
Hallelujah.
You can prophesy the Word, the Word that brings life right in the middle of that situation.
Yes.
Listen, you all, this has been so power-packed.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you, we need the word. She said the songs have to have the word. We could talk about that all day.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you can sing a song. Don't you know that music originated in heaven? Ask Lucifer.
Yes.
You can have a song that touches emotions, but you don't need emotions when you're in the middle of a situation.
Oh,
you need a song that's based in the word, a song that'll bring you closer to his presence.
Yes.
A song that is saturated by the word.
Yes.
Then the revelation of the song was birthed from the word. Hallelujah. We need the word, people of God. We need the word of God because it's enduring.
Yes, it is.
The word of God, she said, is eternal.
Yes.
We just thank God for dreaming today.
Yes.
And what God has released for us.
Yes.
I feel so special, and
hallelujah,
so should every one of you, whether you're watching live or watching on the replay.
Hallelujah.
There are some apostolic voices still in the earth. Don't you believe everything,
hallelujah,
that's not in the Bible?
Yes.
So there are apostolic voices in the earth, and they are speaking.
Yes.
If you heard this today live or by replay, it was God's special voice to you.
Hallelujah.
Set that joy before you and get back in your word.
Hallelujah.
Set that joy in front of you and get back to your word.
Woo.
Get back to what God promised you.
Yes.
Get back to what he said.
Yes.
God would never lie to you.
No.
Get back to your word.
Get back to your word. Set the joy before you. Glory to God. Because whether you know it or not, your good days outweigh your bad days. Oh, yes, they do.
Yes.
Do the equation right.
Hallelujah.
Do it right. And you'll find that God has been so good. So good. Hallelujah. In the word, I want to just read this. Today, we're having a healing service. Healing ministry.
Oh,
at 4 o'clock, 4244 West Madison.
Yes.
With our pastor, Earl Davidson. Hallelujah. We do our best to have it once a month. And let me tell you something. Sometimes we can be ill in our joy.
Yes.
You can be ill in your people. Mm-hmm. It's not always just, hallelujah. Don't just sit and wrestle with it. Bring yourself to the time of ministry that God has so ordained.
Yes.
Glory to God. 4 o'clock. 4244 West Madison. Our host, pastor, none other than Pastor Moore, New Macedonia Baptist Church. And I just want to, in our closing, in Exodus 15, it says, I will put none of these diseases upon you, for I am the Lord who heals you. I'm just going to read that verse because I want you to know. While I was praying, and being in the battle that I've been, I said, God, you said you would put none of these diseases upon us. I said, you're talking to your chosen people. I said, Egypt had to deal with such in the world. Back to you, Lord.
Yes.
And God just said to me, he said, Sandra, he said, when you have been sometimes inundated or corrupted by a doctrine that says God did that to you, well, if you believe that God made you sick, why would you ask him to take it off? Why would you ask him to heal you? You would ask God to heal you or to remove it if you think he's the one that did it. And then all of a sudden, during this journey, you know, I thought about my children and my grandchildren. And I thought about maybe even that I am not happy with some of their choices. Would I make them sick? Would I put some disease on them? Would I do anything actually to harm them? And every answer was no. Every answer. Do you hear me? Every answer was no. I want you to know. God said, I will put none of these diseases upon you, for I am the Lord who heals you. Yes, we're in the world. Things happen. But we have been healed by his stripes. Again, you speak his word in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We want to see you at 4244 West Madison this afternoon at 4 o'clock. I know there's some awesome things going on in the city of Chicago in the way of celebration. Come on back. Amen.
And if you have to, you know, make one of those other services, or you made it and come on by, we would love to have you. And like I said, we can be ill in other places, in other ways. I'm telling you, it's going on. When the man of God gets through teaching the word,
yes.
you come out with wisdom
yes.
about your benefits of healing. And I'm telling you, Jeff, you're not compared. Am I right, Dr. Ryan?
It's so true.
Yes,
every single service is better than the wonderful
because you're learning of
it's true.
His principle.
It's true.
He wants us well.
Yes.
He said, beloved, I wish above all that you prosper.
Yes, he did.
And be in health.
In health.
As your soul prospers.
Yes.
The soul prosperity comes from the word.
Yes.
And so he has anointed some, and Pastor Earl Davidson is one.
Oh,
and
God.
He's anointed with the discerning
yes.
some of these issues
yes.
that bring us to soul prosperity.
Yes.
So that what God wants for us will manifest. Come on out. It is phenomenal. And like the woman of God said, what was so, the thing is, we sometimes will ascribe affirmity
yes.
to physicality alone.
Yes.
But that's not true.
Come on.
Sometimes your peace is so sick. Your resilience
oh,
is in the ICU.
Yes.
Your determination is on its way to the morgue.
Oh,
it's
my
the
God.
Truth.
Oh, my
but it
God.
Doesn't matter. Even think Lazarus was dead.
Yes.
It doesn't matter. Come on out. God is in the resurrecting business.
Yes, he is.
He can heal your joy,
yes.
your motivation, your inner self.
Yes.
You all, I'm telling you, it is so powerful.
Yes.
This man of God has been a friend of the ministry, a friend of Apostle Thomas. I can't even, since I've known him. So
yes.
I know it's been more than 20 years.
Come on.
A powerful word. I mean, literally the revelation pulls you out of your seat.
Yes.
The teaching and to understand how good God is. He's a good father.
Yes.
And in order for us to triumph as he desires for us to,
yes.
we have to learn the word. Come on out.
Yes.
4244 West Madison today. Chicago is a huge city.
Yes.
Come on out and share with us. This
Amen.
Is going to be going on today, so don't miss it today.
Amen. I love you. We love you.
Yes.
We appreciate you, and I will be praying for you guys. Honestly, sometimes when I read your statuses, God says just different things to me about you. And believe me, and I pray for you. I'm not just hanging out on Facebook. Honestly, I'm not. You know, this apostolic anointing that's on my life, I'm not just hanging out on Facebook. And the very one sometimes that says, pray for me, apostle, you have already been in my prayer. Honestly, honestly, this is not a front. This is not a makeup. I have already been praying for you. I've already been calling your name out. Glory to God. And I thank you for praying to order in the Lord. I thank God for the God in her. I thank God for the God in you. I thank God for the male. I thank God for your support. It's important. We're praying for, I believe, Bishop Campbell has a birthday celebration this evening. Praise the Lord. And we're praying for Apostle Donald Alfred and First Lady Gloria and the family, the children, amen. Mother went home to be with the Lord, 102 years old. And we love you guys, amen. If anybody says anything different, tell them be quiet. They're telling us. Amen. So we love you. And honestly,
yes.
we do. We do love you. I was thinking the other day, you all, that this intense fight I've been in, who's got time for none? Not me. Man, I love you guys. Tell somebody, get that joy. Said it before.
Yes.
And if you didn't hear it all, rewind. You are blessed.
Yes.
And ain't nothing the devil can do about it. In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen, amen, amen. Did you receive the joy that was released on today? I don't know about you, but I need it, I need it, I need it. I thank God for his joy. I thank God for his men and women of God. Thank God for his faithfulness. I thank God, like the Lord have blessed me to write on Facebook. I thank God for him existing. I thank God for breathing. You know, we can take breathing for granted. And God just really blessed me during this time that of the fight of just being able to breathe and have an open airway. Just let me know that right now, I just spoke a word and it took a breath. How many times do I take that breath for granted? How many times have I taken the ability to be able to deep breathe? In my nose, out my mouth. In my nose, out my nose. In my mouth, out my mouth. How many people, they're practically sweating. They're practically doing percussions on their own chest or have someone doing it on their back or on some ventilator or on some type of machine to help them breathe. How many people, not just asthmatics and those that are dealing with things such as COPD, how many people are having struggles breathing because of the atmospheric pressures and the various pollution in their atmosphere, or they're in a room with a whole bunch of smokers and things of that sort? I mean, how many of us take for granted we woke up this morning, we were asleep, and the Lord watched over us all night? Some people are in their cars driving right now, and God is ensuring that you have traveling mercy. How many of us woke up today to a meal? To something to drink. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Somebody was depressed until they heard the message on today from Apostle Sandra Thomas and Dr. Serena Wright, and even Minister Melva, who was assisting them with the ministry on today about the joy that was set before us. Thank you for your joy, God. How many of us have the joy of having a job, having a spouse, having children, having a relationship, an intimate relationship with God, not just with people that you can see and touch and hear, but God, and your ears are attuned to his very voice? How many of us have taken that for granted? Well, we're going to go off the air in a few minutes. I just want to remind you about praying for one another, walking in the joy that the Lord has given us. I pray for Minister Sylvia. I pray for Minister Sheila. I pray for Minister Brandon. I pray for Apostle Sandra Thomas. I pray for Dr. Serena Wright and Pastor Dolores Jones. I pray for Elder Kendall. I pray for Bishop Davis. And I pray for Bishop Moore. I pray for Bishop Jenkins. I pray for all of the men and women of God, the faithful men and women of God. Remember, first partakers of the word of God are those that are given it. So I thank God that he's given us these various venues and vehicles and resources and tools to not only preach the gospel and teach the gospel of Jesus Christ, but to remind us about just how good God is. God is doing some miraculous things. He's doing some marvelous things. He's making sure that we're blessed in the city and blessed in the field. He's making sure that we're the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. He's given us life and given us that more abundantly. He's given us wisdom because the word of God reminds us that if any man lack wisdom, let him ask. And so we've asked for the wisdom. His word reminds us you have not because you ask not. So we've been asking and seeking and knocking. And we've made a conscious decision that we'd rather obey God than man. I thank God, I thank God, I thank God for everything that he's doing. I know that he's going to heal me from my head to my toe, from the inside out. And I thank him for reminding me that just like I have taken for granted the breath that I breathe, that I've also taken for granted his greatness, his joy, his omnipotence. God is so wonderful. We say it all the time. If I had 1,000 tongues, I couldn't thank him enough. But how many of us are even trying? That's a message right there all by itself. Let's make a conscious effort and decision and purpose in our lives that we're going to thank God daily, throughout the day, from our whole heart, not just lip service, but we're going to thank him and mean it. We're going to thank the people around us, the people that work with us, the people we work for, the people that work for us, the people that work around us, the people that we don't even see or touch or even know. We just thank God for his people, for the spreading of the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. There are many beliefs out there, and there's many religions, there's many theologies, but this one thing is for certain and for sure. God is absolute. What Jesus did for us is absolute. And is still doing because he's making intercession for us sitting on the right hand of the Father. What the Holy Spirit is doing for us is absolute. So we thank you, Father, for this service on today. We thank you for your people. We thank you for your joy that's unspeakable. We thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you for in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Thank you for teaching us to pray your word, to stand on your word, to trust in your word, to meditate day and night in and on your word, to study your word. Thank you for your word. For your word is like a hammer that breaks the rocks into pieces. You watch over your word, and your word shall not return unto you void, and it shall be established in that for which you've sent it. Thank you for your healing word. Thank you, God, for your precious word. And on today, God, we ask you that we would do and say only what you would have us to do and say, and we would go where you want us to go, and that our lives will be a walking, living epistle of the joy of the Lord that is our strength, and your peace that surpasses all understanding, and the word that lives out in every area of our lives that by Jesus Christ we're already healed. Thank you that you've made us a blessing and been all that you said that you are to us and will ever be. You are God. Amen and amen.
Bye-bye.
I almost forgot. I'm back. Don't forget about tomorrow night, Iron Sharpening Iron with Minister Sylvia Kaiser and Minister Brandon and Minister Sheila. Don't forget, it's every Monday night, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Now you're going to hear the music, Quiet Place from Pastor Troy.